Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Travis Kelce had some interesting things to say on the Rich Eisen show today. Basically, he was talking about Patrick Mahomes, and obviously Patrick Mahomes has become an icon in a very short amount of time. But one thing that Patrick Mahomes had working for him, he came into a good organization that was consistently making the playoffs, and he was obviously the guy that put a good organization over the top, was able to sit that first year until then week 17, which was of course the last week of the season back in the day. Now it'll be week 18. But Travis Kelce was asked about Patrick Mahomes on Rich Eisen's show today, and he said this: "I'm a little biased in who Patrick Mahomes is. I think I saw it from the get-go, his determination, his ability to see coverages, all of that. So I'm a little biased when I say I don't think that he needed that year to sit out, but I do think it helped him be ready for the next season more than anything, without a doubt." So basically, Travis Kelce essentially said Patrick Mahomes could have come in, started right away, and been as good as he is right now. He did not need that extra year. I think this topic is fascinating, in my opinion, because we have five rookie quarterbacks, and all of them essentially have like a slightly different deal. We kind of opened the show talking Mac Jones versus Cam Newton, but Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson are going to get thrown into the fire no matter what. I think we all kind of understand that Justin Fields and Mac Jones and Trey Lance are going to get their opportunities, but have veterans behind them. Where are you at with the idea of a rookie quarterback sitting out? Because I'm of the belief, I understand if you're the Jets, Jets, the Jags, you got to play the guy. But I think it's so valuable for a Lamar Jackson, for a Patrick Mahomes, obviously Aaron Rodgers 10, 12, 15 years ago, to get that year or two behind the starting quarterback just to get comfortable in the NFL.
You know what's weird? As I'm sitting, because you just said the Jets and the Jaguars, they got to play the guy. And that's kind of the common idea, right? Your team is terrible. Why?
Thank you.
Why?
But go ahead.
Because if we're saying the whole setup behind this is Patrick Mahomes, who drafted into a stable organization in Kansas City, one that hadn't necessarily had Super Bowl success, but had Andy Reid, you know, leading the charge. Eric Bieniemy, you got real adults in the coach's office, right? You got real adults in the GM office. Like, they're really doing things here. They're not playing games. And Patrick Mahomes sits and, you know, ends up being, you know, the best player in football to this day, right? And sure, maybe Patrick Mahomes shouldn't have not started any games except for week 17 in that year. Maybe, but I think to say he should have started week 1 is a bit much as well. Like, probably somewhere between week 7, week 8. And Nick Wright was making the point earlier this week that, you know, they're saying had he had started, they might have had another Super Bowl, right? But that's because Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
Okay, that's because, you know, Andrew Luck was Andrew Luck, right? Yes. That's, you know, but then you also have like the RG3, where, you know, you run a guy out there and he gets hurt. Okay, and obviously Washington.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's a better example because Washington was in the playoffs at the time. Joe Burrow is a better example where you have this incredible talent and it's walked off the best college football season by some estimations. Like, I still give it to Cam, but a lot of people were saying that Joe Burrow was that guy. Had the best year that you'd ever seen in college football. Goes in, blows his knee out, and now you're wondering if you still got the same guy.
So I'm with you 100%, and it's one of those, I get the concept of now Russell Wilson changed the game. You got to win when a guy's on his rookie contract so that you can build it up with veterans. But you got a great point right there. What veterans are on Jacksonville that you're saving all this money on? You know, you're saving all the money on the rookie contract with Trevor Lawrence, so you signed all these veterans. It doesn't exist. The Jets, I know they made some moves in the offseason, a couple guys, that, you know, wide receiver, stuff like that. I am actually with you on this. This is one where, you know, history is doomed. What do they say? Those who don't learn from history, doomed to repeat it. Look at the Jets. You just got rid of Sam Darnold because you threw him into the fire as a rookie. He wasn't ready. Frankly, I thought he was overdrafted. I mean, he was worse his second year at USC than his first year. Wasn't ready. And his career might be over. It might never be the same. Dwayne Haskins, Bucky Brooks and I were talking about him yesterday. That's just a guy that's just, he's immature. And now that he's in the right setting, learning behind Ben Roethlisberger, he has a chance to have long-term success. Jameis Winston, sitting behind Drew Brees, looked awesome. And so I'm not saying, every situation is different. But I don't understand this. We're on a rookie count. You got to do it now. It's like, no. Is it about what's best for the organization? Because what was best for the Kansas City Chiefs, probably in that moment, in whatever it was, 2017, was not to play Alex Smith. But it's worked out so well in the long term. It's worked out so well in Baltimore to have had Lamar Jackson get some backup reps before he was the starter. Why? And I'm with you. Why can't Andy Dalton start 12, 13, 14 games? Now, I understand. The Bears is a little bit different. I get that Matt Nagy's on the hot seat, but so let's not use the Bears. Why can't Zach Wilson, Robert Saleh's the new head coach. Why can't you put somebody else out there, get beat up for 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks, let Zach Wilson learn instead of letting Zach Wilson learn on the job and potentially get beat up himself like Joe Burrow? I don't understand why this has to be a thing, but it is. I don't get it.
I'd say instead of... The question is, do you have to start a first-round quarterback week one, day one? Not necessarily, but I think what you have to do is you have to have a plan, right? So, like, what gives me concern, I should say I'm less concerned about the Jets because, and for whatever reason, we just accepted it when they said they were taking Zach Wilson second. We were just good with it. As a collective football fandom and football media, we were just like, okay, cool. Zach Wilson's going number second, so the real question is, who's going third? Is it Mac? Is it Trey? You know,
I'm so with you.
But it's like, we just accepted that Zach Wilson was going to be the second overall pick, and since we just accepted it and as fact, and apparently the Jets, since they have such a stellar front office, have never made any mistakes, right? We're just, Zach Wilson's just going to be that guy. But they had a plan. They knew the day that they took him, the day they told everybody that they took him, that's the guy walking in day one. Urban Meyer saying you're having a quarterback competition between Gardner Minshew and Trevor Lawrence to me sounds silly.
Sure. Right?
Like Jimmy Garoppolo walks in with the biggest smile on his face talking about, yeah, I think we know who's going to be the starter here or whatever. You know, it's like Kyle Shanahan played a little closer to the vest, but shocking if Trey Lance is starting week one, right? Andy Dalton, this is my team.
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, everybody's got a plan here, right?
Sure.
It's like, as long as you have a plan, that's why Urban Meyer and his quarterback competition and the idea of, like, the back and forth are like the Arizona Cardinals with Josh Rosen. It was clear they did not have a plan for his success.
No, I'm with you. And first of all, that Zach Wilson thing has been like my hottest take for the last 6 months. Is Arnie Spanier and I hosted 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And if you remember last year, there was no Pac-12 football until November. So the only games that were on during our time slot were BYU every single week. And I've always said I never saw Zach Wilson and thought that is the definitive second best player in college football behind Trevor Lawrence, and I never understood the hype in the lead up to the draft. And so I'm with you. I just, you know, and to me, I think I understand every organization is different. Again, the Bears, we know that if that coaching staff doesn't win this year, they're going to be out. Because of it, they're going to force Justin Fields in, whether it's what's best for Justin Fields or not. But you look at the San Francisco 49ers, I guess if you want to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever. But if Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are planning on being there for a while, what's the worst? Is it that awful if, God forbid, Trey Lance doesn't play this year? But we'll see. I just, you know, I thought the comments were interesting because the guys that do sit generally work out. Then the guys that don't sit, we have some success stories.
Well, I'm about to say, there's some guys that didn't sit that worked out.
There are, but think about all the ones that didn't. Sam Darnold, Sam Darnold, Dwayne Haskins, you know, Daniel Jones does not look like the guy with the Giants, excuse me. You go on and on and on and on down the list, and it's just like, I just don't understand this idea where, like you said, football coaches plan out everything. You know, these guys know what they're going to eat for lunch 8 years down the road. Like, they're so detail-oriented, so focused, but we're just going to throw out a 19, 20-year-old that has 11 college starts. Mitch Trubisky's another example. I just don't get it. I don't.
And I also think really what happens, too, you get just guys who are just mis-evaluated. Like Mitch Trubisky being the number one overall pick in a draft in which Deshaun Watson was eligible to be drafted.
That was
like,
the Patrick Mahomes draft, too.
But even still, I get that it's Patrick Mahomes, but I did not know that Patrick Mahomes was going to be Patrick Mahomes. I don't imagine that at least the 11 other teams that were before him or the 10 other teams did.
Deshaun Watson was pretty good.
But Deshaun Watson was Michael Jordan of college football, according to Dabo Sweeney, when he was coming out. Like, for him not to be the consensus number one overall pick, to me, was just a complete and total malpractice. And I think, you know, obviously he didn't sit. It worked. No, he did. But actually, I think he did sit. Now that
Deshaun Watson,
it.
I think he did sit. For
he
a
did
bit.
Sit. But yeah. But a guy who,
yeah, there are
probably
guys,
didn't
I mean,
need to.
Russell Wilson's a guy that basically played right away. Remember, they signed Matt Flynn that offseason, expecting him to be the starter, and Russell Wilson won the job. Dak Prescott was forced into action as a rookie, but was really good. So there are plenty of guys, but I just think, you know, this is a billion-dollar enterprise. You know, you're going to, at some point, like, I don't know, man. I just think that when I look at everything, what Travis Kelce said today was so interesting, not because Patrick Mahomes didn't need to sit, not really surprised by that, just the idea that so many, like you said to lead the segment, everybody says, well, you just have to play him. Why do you have to play him? Just sit him. Let Zach Wilson get 10 weeks before you throw him into the fire. Things like that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Week zero of college football is here. Martin Weiss, you getting up first thing in the morning to watch Nebraska, Illinois, and my UConn Huskies play Fresno State?
You know, I will. I'll tune in for a little bit because that's not the crack of dawn for me. My normal life, I normally am getting up at like, I get up around 4 o'clock every morning already. So sleeping in, you know, 4 o'clock Pacific time, so sleeping until 10 Pacific time is not going to be that tough.
Yes, and by the way, that's 1 p.m. Eastern, so it really isn't that early. But, yeah, the kickoff of the season is tomorrow, Nebraska-Illinois. That's the only kind of pseudo-marquee game to this weekend. But there is something within that conference that I want to get to, and that's this, is the ever-evolving drama slash soap opera that is Michigan football. And for people who don't know, you are a Michigan alum. You spent 4 years there.
I spent five. It's okay.
I wasn't going to assume anything, but it's okay. I spent 4.5 at UConn. UConn plays, by the way, tomorrow. No big deal. Fresno State. 2 p.m. Eastern time. But I bring all this up because I had a thought driving in, and I wanted your... So I already know where you are on this, but I feel like this is finally the year where we've all just given up on Jim Harbaugh. And I was a defender longer than most. And I want to preface this by saying this. They went 5-7 the year before he got there. First 4 years, 10-3, 10-3, 8-5, 10-3. But it was clear that they were still light years away from Ohio State for the most part, especially towards the back end. There was the year in 2016 where they should have beaten Ohio State. That fourth down, I'm still believe that Michigan should have...
You know, everybody talks about the fourth down. You could have made the tackle on first down the next play. That's all I got to say.
Okay, fair enough. The point is that I held on to the Jim Harbaugh thing as long as I could. Maybe not that he was going to win a national championship in Michigan, but the idea that it was still better than it had been before he got there, and that they were still, they might not beat Ohio State, but they're going to be the second best program in the Big Ten, and they're still going to win 10 games, and maybe they just won't get over Ohio State. 9-4 in 2019, 2-4 last year. In 2019, they actually entered the year ranked number 7 in the country. Last year, they went 16. This year, not ranked. And so I bring it up because I just feel like this is finally the time where everyone has officially given up on Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. This guy came in with so much hype, a few years removed from being a player, two away from winning the Super Bowl, three straight NFC championship games, was going to take over college football. And here we are. This is year 6. And it's pretty clear, you're 7, excuse me, and it's pretty clear that he's not the guy.
I mean, for me, like we were talking to Joshua Perry earlier, who was 4-0 against Michigan as an Ohio State Buckeye. I realized that Michigan was playing a different sport when they had JT, went from Braxton Miller to JT Barrett to Cardale, I'm not here to play school Jones.
Sure.
In the span of, and they went from Barrett to Jones in the span of 2 weeks, and the biggest, if memory serves, the first college football playoff, the first time,
yes.
It was like the first time this thing ever existed, and they're throwing out 18-year-old kids, and they're just balling out of control. And it's they had three quarterbacks on the active roster who were better than anybody that Michigan had at that point in time. Right,
more sense, but continue.
Right, I mean, I didn't want to just say it out
shout
loud.
Shout out Shea Patterson, but yeah.
Before, like, you know, because, you know, the Michigan faithful will find you and let you know about that one guy you forgot, right? But
not since Harbaugh's been there. And that's been the crazy part is this was the QB guru, recruited Andrew Luck, won some games with Andrew Luck, goes to the league, wins games with Alex Smith when everyone left him for dead, brings in Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick balls out under him and Greg Roman. And it just hasn't worked. Why do you think, you follow Michigan probably more closely than anybody, why do you think it hasn't worked for him at Michigan?
You know, to be able to point at something in particular, I don't know specifically. I know the whole athletic department in general, the whole way Michigan football runs, it runs like a government, like it's glacially slow. Right, you know, it runs like you get appointed positions and it's yours forever, and it's just like that. The way it doesn't, I don't feel like there's the same level of a pressure like Nick Saban has on his coaching staff, where, like, you know, Nick Saban will fire his offensive coordinator in between the end of the season and the bowl game if he thinks he's not paying enough attention.
A day before the national championship game or 3 days?
I don't think that this is the same level, and I'm not, maybe that's not successful or attainable to try to do across the league. Maybe that's like a Patriot Way type of deal in Alabama. But I don't feel like there's the same level of pressure or even attention paid to detail. Like, he hired Josh Gattis after a phone call.
Yes.
And this is not in the pandemic where we're looking through each other on Zoom. Jim Harbaugh, known to go out to have sleepovers at recruits' homes, not afraid to get on a plane. Okay? Not afraid to go and meet somebody where they're at. He hired Josh Gattis, the offensive coordinator, who Josh Perry, again, Big Ten Network analyst, says, we don't know if he's running Jim Harbaugh's offense or if he's running Josh Gattis' offense. This guy was hired after a phone call.
Well, and that's why, like, to me, first of all, yes, that it's clearly weird. There's clearly something going on. I also think it's worth noting to your point about the idea that the school just isn't as committed to winning as Ohio. Like, is that fair to say? Would you say?
I think Michigan would like to win, but Michigan is not dedicated to winning. Like, I think if you asked an Ohio State football player right now today how many days there were until the Michigan game, he would know down to the second.
Well, I want to jump in two things. One, yesterday Bucky Brooks was saying Urban Meyer, who obviously came from Ohio State, the number one thing Urban Meyer is trying to do is change the culture, not only in the locker room, but in the organization, in the fact that Urban Meyer wants to have the best weight room in the NFL. He wants to have the best training table in the NFL because his argument is, if I give these guys the best, then I can demand the best out of them, which again is a little bit collegiate, but it's the Ohio State mindset of you're going to, what is the old thing Urban Meyer used to do? I think it was, if you win, you have steak and lobster, and if you lose, you get like cold hot dogs or something
but
like
it's,
that.
It's the idea that there's an intense pressure and an to succeed.
Well, and I bring all this up because I just Googled out of curiosity the Michigan assistant coaching salaries.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, the pool for total salary.
It's the GDP of a small country.
Well, no. It went down in 2021. Last year, it was $6.27 million was paid to the entire staff outside of Harbaugh in 2020. 2021, it's down to $5.4 million. I know it's a pandemic. I know you're coming off a 2-4 year. Do you think Ohio State's salary pool went down for its assistant coaches?
No, but this is honestly, this is, and I know that Paul Feinbaum was getting a lot of credit, or a lot of heat, rather, for saying this might be Michigan's last year about the split from Harbaugh, but this is the first year that they've done anything like this. Beforehand, my experience with Michigan football, born and raised in Louisiana, watched the SEC do things, right? I saw LSU national title, I saw Florida national titles. In fact, when I met Urban Meyer and I told him, you know, we've been on separate teams my whole life, all he said was we had great battles in the swamp in Death Valley. Didn't mention Michigan not one time in our brief but memorable for me conversation. But
you know, he's probably telling that same story around the Jaguars facility right now. Yeah, when I met Martin Weiss at Fox, let me tell you about that. That was a great day.
That's why the players are complaining so much.
Like, okay,
who is this guy? Why haven't we brought him in?
You talk about collegial. Who's this Martin Weiss guy they keep talking about? But continue the story. Go ahead.
But no, I just, I 100%, I really do think that at a school like Ohio State, a school like Clemson, and a school like Alabama, you see a different level of commitment to winning. And I think that Michigan, what happened with Rich Rodriguez kind of set them back, because that was a team, I get that was after the App State loss. That team then lost to Oregon, ran off a whole bunch of wins in a row, and then beat Tim Tebow, which we have said oddly a lot, referencing his college career today, but beat Tim Tebow in the bowl game. That was what Rich Rodriguez was being handed. Now, they didn't give him the organizational support. John U. Bacon has written tons of books about how they just let Rich Rodriguez pretty much die on the vine. And they opened the door for Jim Harbaugh and gave him everything that he could possibly want, gave him everything that he could possibly need. And they haven't gotten any better as a team since year one.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Martin, it is week zero, man. College football is here. Cannot believe it, as we are essentially at a day to celebrate, a day to enjoy. Five games on the docket tomorrow. None of them are that big. The biggest one is Illinois against Nebraska in what's frankly a must-win game for Nebraska. I was joking this week. I said, I don't know if anyone's ever had a must-win game before week one, but Nebraska has a must-win game before week one, because if they do not get that win, Scott Frost, who's already in trouble, it's going to get even worse for him. But not only...
That's a good point. I didn't think about it, because you have some teams that definitely can't lose, right? Like Alabama definitely can't lose the first game of the year. Clemson definitely can't lose the first game. They just can't do it. It's not going to happen. But Nebraska has to win game one.
The thing is, even with Scott Frost, outside of all the NCAA stuff of the last couple weeks, I think if he gets to a bowl game, if he gets to 6-6, they'll keep him as long as the NCAA stuff doesn't get crazy, because they love him. He's a Nebraska guy. He played there. They want him to succeed. But if they lose tomorrow, Illinois first-year head coach, or people forget, Brett Bielema, the former Wisconsin and Arkansas coach, is now the head coach at Illinois. If they lose that Illinois game, it's hard to find six wins on Nebraska's schedule, because they play Oklahoma in the out-of-conference, a renewal of that famous rivalry. They play Michigan and Ohio State from the other division. And then, of course, Wisconsin, Iowa, even Minnesota is pretty good this year. So if they don't win that game, it's tough to find six wins on the schedule. I'll be blunt, it's kind of tough to find six wins, period. But I do kind of just want to talk about the state of college football, because it's interesting. We had Tim Brando on last hour. And by the way, if you missed any of today's show, go back and download the podcast. It'll be up right after this show. But we had Tim Brando on. We were talking about the expanded college football playoff, and there were some interesting comments that came out today via the president of West Virginia, E. Gordon Gee. And E. Gordon Gee said this: I think expansion of the college football playoff is on life support right now. I have one of the votes, and I think it nearly needs to be unanimous, and I am not voting for it. I think the Big Ten will not vote for it, and the Pac-12 will probably not vote for it either. So, E. Gordon Gee, off the top rope, the president at West Virginia. First of all, I want to hear your reaction to his comments, because to me, and Tim Brando talked about this, I think it's a little bit of sour grapes from the other schools in the Big 12 about how Texas and Oklahoma are leaving the conference. And then I'll take it a step further. I think that I do think there's some validity to what he said about the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. Maybe they'll vote for it, but they are not going to do anything that they can to help the SEC. And if they vote for it, it's because it's what's best for their conferences, not necessarily what's best for the SEC or college football as a whole. So first of all, just the comments from E. Gordon Gee, off the top rope, president of West Virginia, basically saying that he is not going to vote for the college football playoff expansion, and that he knows a lot of guys that he claims are not going to vote for it either.
You know, do you know anybody who's not like a position of stature that has an abbreviated first name? I don't know anybody who's just like a regular person that is like M. Gregory Weiss. That's who I would be. Like. You know what I mean? I'm just a guy. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not the president of anything. Well, I'm not in charge of anything.
That's a very president of a school, like tweed jacket, bow tie kind of name,
that's what I'm
right?
Saying. Yeah. Like, is there anybody who's like, you know, like any like janitor who goes like E. Gordon G. the janitor? I don't know.
What you're saying is Rob Parker's first name is Robert. I believe that.
Yeah,
yes.
My first name is Martin. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, Aaron, likewise.
I agree. I agree with you, and I tend to agree with Mr. Gee here, because I do think that the college football playoff is in trouble, because I think they just got it wrong initially to start with.
I like this.
Well, because you had, at the time, you had Power 5 conference, right? And to me, it just makes all the sense in the world to have the winner of the conference and then in one at-large bid. Six teams.
Oh,
boom.
Okay.
There you go. Right? Because then, what's important about college football? If you're not watching college football for the quality of play, if you're going to watch football for the quality of play, I got news for you. There's a better league that happens on Sundays, right? If you want to watch.
Don't tell SEC fans, they'll disagree.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? If you want to watch football be executed at the highest level, that's where you're at, right? Why do you watch high school football? Why do you watch college football? Because it makes you feel something.
Sure.
It makes you care.
Yep.
Why was I, when I saw the rundown today and I saw, damn it, I got to talk to this Ohio State linebacker, why do I get upset about that? Because I went to Michigan.
Because he beat your butt in for 4 years.
Exactly. And those things matter, because it matters who's winning the Big Ten. Like that historically has mattered. When Brady Hoke, Michigan man, through and through at his press conference goes, you know, I want to win the Big Ten and then see where the chips fall. Right? If you had set the playoff up like that, that would have been perfect. Now, with this whole at-large thing, like, West Virginia is not going to be the at-large team, right? So, like, why would the president of West Virginia bet that if they make the playoffs, it's going to be because they win the conference?
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think what Tim Brando said last hour, there's some validity to, in that until all the expansion chips fall the way that they may, I find it hard to believe that anyone's going to agree to expansion, because we need to know what the landscape is going to look like. Now, the Pac-12 came out yesterday, said they're not going to expand, and I don't really believe that anyone other than the Big 12 will expand, because there's nobody that really brings any value to these TV deals. And the reason Texas and Oklahoma are leaving is because they basically were told by the TV networks, hey, we're basing this whole contract off you two. We don't really care about Kansas State, Iowa State, Texas Tech, whatever. And so I do believe the landscape isn't going to change as much as we think, but I do think it probably also makes sense that we shouldn't go to college football playoff expansion until we do know what it looks like. Because to your point, is the Big 12 going to stay at 8? Are they going to expand? We saw the report from The Athletic today. They might add BYU, or they're interested in adding BYU. Does that do anything for the conference? Are they really a Power 5, or are they more now of a Group of 5? So the landscape is changing, and I do kind of get the sense that they don't want to make any big decisions until the landscape is set. I do think they're going to ultimately end up at 12, though, simply because there's too much money to be left on the table. I do think, and I'm curious for your thought, I do think this has all been, I think the sport has been hurt by the four-team college football playoff from the perspective that we now have probably three programs, Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama, that have really separated themselves from everybody else.
I think that it has hurt with the four-team playoff, because really what happened, almost the more games you have in your sport, the less important each game is going to be, right? Like, part of the reason why you're on pins and needles for all 16, now 17 NFL games is because you need to win these games. Otherwise, like, if you lose five games in the NFL, you're on the fringe of not being a good, you know, great team, right? If you lose five games, you're a couple bounces away from being a 500 team in the losing three more games, right? So in college football, you know, if you lose, like if Alabama loses week one, the number would have to be really, really impressive for them to continue on and finish the season where you would expect them to normally finish, right? You lose, like, a team like, that's why the November LSU-Alabama game matters so much most years, because it's almost a ticket to the national title.
So I think your point on the validity of conference championships, I think, is a part of this conversation. And it's really interesting because, you know, you talk to old school football guys. And when I say old school, I mean like 28, 20, like I'm not talking like 60 years old. It's been incredible how the conference championship really doesn't matter like it used to. Because one, you can win a conference The Pac-12 has done it for several years. They've had a conference champion that wasn't relevant in the college football playoff conversation. And then on the flip side, you cannot win the conference like Alabama one year and still win the national championship. And so I think it's kind of an interesting idea of if we had just gone with six or eight to begin with and given all those Power Five all these Power Five conferences an automatic bid, does that kind of change how we view college football right now? Because I'll tell you, like, you look at, you know, a Clemson, a kid that goes to Clemson, they don't really care about winning the ACC. They want to win the game after the ACC championship game to compete for a national championship. And I get you want to compete at the highest level. But it wasn't that long ago that winning the conference used to mean something. And now it feels like, eh, whatever. You know, like, who cares? If we don't make the playoff, the season is a failure. Maybe it'd be a little bit different if you had automatic bids.
I mean, I'll tell you, you think that Texas and Oklahoma are still making that move if they know, do you think Texas is still making that move? They know the only way that you can make the national title game is if you win your conference?
It's an interesting point. I hadn't really thought of that. That's really interesting.
Like, Oklahoma, sure. Like, Oklahoma, yeah.
My only thing that I would say to that is Texas would think that they could finagle a way to change the entire structure because it wasn't benefiting them, which is basically what they did by going to the SEC.
But you know what
I know what you're saying. It's a great point.
Like, you think we'd have all these conference teams trying to switch conferences for TV rights if the only way that you can win a national title is if you beat the conference that you're in?
It's a great point.
Like, and then, like, you think Notre Dame? Like, I know Notre Dame's got a big old TV. You think that they're not? I mean, you think that the Pac-12 could benefit by adding, Notre Dame to their conference TV rights?
No, absolutely. Real quick, so I want to ask you. So it sounds like expansion is going to happen. I don't care what the West Virginia president says. You want it to go only to six and have five conference? Like, what is Martin Weiss's ideal college football playoff expansion, assuming that you think it needs to be done?
My ideal one would be six with the Power Five automatic bids, one at large. But that's not going to happen because six is not enough. They're gonna just keep going. So I would say 12. Still have I'd still say top winner of the Power Five, winner of the Power Five conference, automatic bids, and they get buys, right? And then you figure out, you know, the rest of the other seven teams from at-large bids, kind of the same way that you did the BCS, where you had different, you know, polls and all the other different qualifiers to rank this team ahead of this team, to rank that team. Because at 12, then you can get, like, Coastal Carolina in there.
So, yeah, that would be my perfect world is five automatic bids, the highest group of five champion. So it has to be a champion. Like you said, Coastal Carolina maybe last year. And then two other automatic bids. So six conference champions, two automatic bids. You get the group of five in. But I do think 12, it's going to be interesting if it ends up at 12, despite what the school president says at West Virginia. I don't think it's as bad. When I first heard 12, that's too many. It's going to devalue the regular season. But the way that they have it set up, where four teams will get a first-round bye, so you got to compete to get that bye. The next four teams will get a home field game in the quote-unquote opening round, and you can get in all those group of five teams. You can get in a second or third SEC team. I actually don't hate the 12 as much as I did initially. I still think 8's the right number where it keeps the regular season really important. It keeps the conference championships really important, but also it keeps it keeps the playoff relevant as well.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.